Good stuff.
I don't know how, but
glad to hear it.
It's all gooder for me. That's a lot.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, one and all. Welcome to... I am Jamie.net's digital webbing site presents Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Yep.
Big shout out to our new sponsor.
I got a frog's dick in my throat.
That's good stuff. That's, I mean, is that like Is that the colloquial term for the uvula?
Yeah.
Ah, my frog.
I just told Spencer what a uvula was.
My frog's dick tickles. It itches. I gotta go itch my frog's dick.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. How's it going? I just inhaled some coffee.
Pretty good. I just thought maybe what we should do for new formatting. We're still feeling our way back, folks.
Yeah.
Groping her.
No, yeah. In fact, yesterday's show
is not even going to be posted, so don't even.
No, it is. It is, but it's got a little bit of wonk mix to it. I accidentally was recording us both to one channel.
Oh, you fucking dick.
We had to share an EQ.
Ugh.
Which is like.
Disaster.
You know?
What is this, episode 20?
Yeah, right, I know.
Yeah.
Donuts.
Nice. Yeah, we had to share an EQ, and me and Allison had to share. What did we share?
A Hertz donut.
The donuts. And the sandwiches.
That's right. It itches and burns, don't it?
We, yuck. We shared a ham salad sandwich this morning.
Ham salad?
A gas station ham salad sandwich.
Why do you need to make a salad out of ham?
I don't know. Because it won't hold enough mayo otherwise.
Jeez.
I want to cover all the facets of the ham with mayo.
It's very porous. It's a porous meat.
Gas station mayo, too. So it's, you know.
They should drill holes, tiny holes, into the ham cubes.
I don't know how.
Right.
And then it'll, you know.
Yeah. It'll moisten up, finally.
You know what? I can't hear myself.
Speaking of moisten up.
Yeah.
Man, I was over at my grandma's house, you know.
Oh, I'm moistening up already.
Yep. And she was like, yeah, I got home the other day and I,
she finished Wii Sports.
And I made half of this ham. Then I felt real sick.
Oh.
I felt like I was dying. You know, I'm like, wow, that's horrible. Cause like my grandma, she's got a little bit of the diabetes there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And she's all afraid of losing her foot and whatnot.
Sure.
But she's still just like gorges on the sweets and the salt and everything.
And ham, when done properly, is both.
Yeah, that's right. So she had some ham, and then she felt real sick and everything. And I felt real bad for her and everything. But then, like, when we were leaving, she's like, Phil, you want the other half of this ham?
Do I
it's
ever?
It's like, I can't turn down ham from my grandma, but it's sitting in my freezer where it will stay until I move.
Your ham mother?
Yeah.
Graham.
It'll either stay in the freezer until I move out of this house.
Yeah.
Or get a new freezer. Or forget the ham's backstory.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, oh, this ham's been here a couple years. It's probably still good.
You're going to have to retcon that ham. Add.
Hab. We have to save the hab.
This hab appears frozen.
Yep.
Yeah. good stuff. It's classic.
Yep.
No, but that was very good of you to take that away from her. Even if you don't eat it,
oh, yeah.
Just on principle, it was good to wrangle them hams away from her.
Wrangling Granny's hams.
She doesn't. Oh, Christ. I want to wrangle your hams, Granny.
Oh, Granny. it's not an excited boing. It's just boing.
That's morning glory. .wave. .wav.
Yeah.
Yeah. .aiff.
Yeah, every time I resize a window. Every time I move my mouse.
Yeah, when I get ready to shut down Windows and it says Windows 98 is preparing to shut down, it just goes...
I've never seen that screen.
No? Oh, it's great.
No, I I never shut my computer down intentionally. It just forces itself upon me.
Yeah, it's black with orange writing, and it says Windows 98 is preparing to shut down.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Did Windows 3.1 have one of those?
What are you getting ready for? Just do it already.
Remember when computers you could just turn off and it didn't fucking matter?
I still do.
In the Doogie Howser days?
Yeah.
Like, there's no hard drive. It's all being saved to disk, so... Yep. I got a feeling that guy never saved his journals. I think he was just typing them out to show off.
Oh, totally.
There's nothing. he already memorized it all. Like, he had a, you know, genius photographic memory.
Yeah.
And he just decided... You know.
Yeah, there was no drive or anything. It was just typewriter and a TV. And just bink off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude.
So a lot
kind of really he set the bar kind of high for smart kids, you know.
Is that true?
Oh, sure. Kids all
he
smart.
Paved the way for Jonathan Lipnicki.
Hey, Doogie Howser. Who?
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Who's that?
You know, little vampires kid.
Little fat pyre what?
Vampire.
I don't know who that is.
Little Teen Wolf.
Oh, Little Teen Wolf.
Frankenstein.
Is that a cartoon?
Frankenstein babies.
Is that a thing?
No. What?
Oh.
No. Little. I think it was called Little Vampires. Hmm. And he was like the non-vampire kid who helped the vampire kid. It was one of those like, you know, Home Alone 3
coming of age vampire movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I always felt bad for kid vampires.
Yeah.
Yeah. They never get to grow up.
And they never have to grow up, you mean?
Oh.
I was...
Hello?
Hey, we're back.
What did you do?
I didn't do nothing.
What have you done? You just
my computer thought
you were
it would be funny.
You were interested in seeing your shutdown screen.
Yeah. No, my computer did. Seriously, it was just like... It hasn't happened in weeks. And then just now, because I was talking smack, fucking shut right down.
Yeah.
However, our new sponsor, V Emotion Golden...
Yes.
Shit just saves. It just streams right to a complete... fucking snudged up file, so it's totally like it just cuts off at me fucking up and shit fucks up.
That's
cool.
Is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
That is hot boners. That's no more lost shows right there.
Yeah, so you fans at home, mm-hmm. at home on the bus,
yeah,
you can look forward to
if you have a bus,
yeah, you can look forward to many bonus tracks of mm-hmm. aborted show.
Yeah, and fewer shows where we're like,
we had to start this again for the third time.
Fuck,
like,
did we already just
like we did yesterday?
About that shit again? Yeah.
Really. It's new science, everybody. Bear with yourself.
We're hammering it out.
Yeah,
we're hammering it up.
So, a lot of people emails have been streaming in already.
Oh, good.
A lot of people want to know why such a long absence from the podcast, guys.
They do?
Yeah, everyone wants to know. It's the question on the end of everyone's dick tongue. Dick tongue? Duck tongue?
Wow.
Frog dick. What was...
Well, what's the
dick?
Answer, Brian?
I couldn't remember what we called that thing because that part of the show we actually taped yesterday. It's been an entire day since we taped the beginning of the show. A lot of people want to know why it took so long, and here's my theory. I mean, I don't know for sure, but this is my theory. You can tell me what you think of this. Right. Okay. It's because we were waiting... for someone to comment on episode 192. We needed validation that people listened to that show. We didn't want to continue without making sure everyone was on the same page because, mm-hmm. you know, for continuity, you need to have listened to that show to know what's going on in the new...
Can you say that word again?
No.
Because the way you say it, it kind of sounds a little bit like Clint Bartonuity.
Continuity?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Continuity. Continuity.
Whoa.
What?
That's gross.
I know, it sure is.
It's like a sad old man.
So really, when you think about it, not our fault.
No.
You guys...
It's your fault.
Fucking... Why didn't you leave a comment on episode 192? What's your problem?
Did someone leave a comment on 192?
No. No one did.
Oh.
I was just looking at that. I wonder if anyone listened. Mm-hmm. It was hiding there. I think we posted two shows at once, and everyone just commented mm-hmm. on the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, that's my theory. Send in your theories to spyversify@gmail.com.
Okay.
Maybe, you know what I was thinking?
What?
I bet we're losing half of our emails because people are sending it to spyversify@gmail.com.
The Those guys don't even talk.
I know.
Their podcast is the shit.
I know.
Oh, shit, not these.
Yeah, well, anyways.
Lower level shit. Yeah, you were talking about Doogie Howser earlier.
Douglas James Howser.
Yeah.
Hausenhauser.
Flinty Dukem.
Yeah.
What's Conrad? Yeah.
Conrad? What? Oh,
Conrad,
yes.
Conrad M. Howser? What's it?
S, maybe?
Yeah. S, yeah.
I think the S stands for Schadenfreude.
So we were at the toy store a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was toying it up.
Mm-hmm.
Toying it up!
Oi, 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 oi. What is that supposed to be?
I don't know.
Bacon frying dot wave?
It's air release through hose long. Yeah. So, yeah. The G.I. Joes.
Still?
Well, we went to the toy store, and then he got some stuff for the kids, and he's like, you want something? I'm like, no, I don't want nothing. And he's like, but I want to get you something. So I was like, okay, well, let me get... I got, what are the names? Ripper and...
Buzzer?
Snooker?
Buzzer? Torch?
No, not Buzzer, Torch.
Torch.
Yeah.
Z-Torch.
Tooch.
Yeah. Yeah. Touch.
So now, of course, I'm like, Buzzer,
you got the torch! Zartan.
So then I started looking around on fucking eBay at the fucking G.I. Joe guys, and here I am, goddamn unemployed.
You only got blinking and nod.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Wait a sec, you're unemployed?
What? I revealed the real reason we haven't done a show.
A lot of people might say, hey, Phil and Brian, hey, Spy vs. Pie of the podcast.com. Wait, we should register that before someone takes it. But,
okay.
That's a...
At GoDaddy.
Use your...
GoldenDaddy.pound.
Don't forget to use your code SVP for 20% off of a domain registration. a lot of people are saying, hey, since only one of you has a job, how come there ain't 1.5 times the shows? How come you actually got dialed back to 0 times?
Right.
And my theory on that is... I don't know.
Shame. Guilt. Yeah. Shame. Guilt and shame.
I don't know the answer to that one. You know, sometimes there's no answers to life's questions.
Well, I answer all my questions with a Western gun battle.
Okay.
Care to interview me?
One person is using a six shooter, which is ricocheting off of the cannon that's shooting at the other guy.
That's why I can't. That's why I don't have a job. I answer all my questions with Western gun battles.
So,
where
do you see yourself in 5 years?
Likely, I'll probably be. You know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed some big gaps in your employment history, and you got
If I apply for another job and I have that one day and they say, oh, there's some gaps in your resume here, I'll be like, oh yeah, I had this job and I hated it and I didn't get along with my boss, we had a big fight, I got fired, so I just decided to leave it off my resume. So
mm-hmm.
you just be upfront and tell them.
He was kind of an asshole.
Yeah, don't bother phoning. I'll put him on my reference page. There's his phone number, but don't phone him because he won't have anything nice to say about me. But
put the number for Pizza Hut.
There you go.
Because then when they call, they'll be like, wait, what was I? I thought I was, and then they'll order pizza.
You have to. You can't hang up.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, once you call them,
you can't
hang
up on pizzaphone.com.
Mm-mm. Because they'll bring it anyway. They got tracings.
They should pretty much,
you know, trace you.
You know how they kind of automate some of that stuff? They should just go whole hog on it, and like the first time you phone, they take down all your information, they ask you what you want and all that. And then each time, they're just like, do you want to order the last exact thing that you got last time? And you just press 1 and it just comes. And it all automatically pre-charges your account. And then
that would be cool.
It comes in the pneumatic tube that you have installed, and you unroll the pizza out of the tube.
Nah, fuck that. And I'm just going to hook myself up to the tube.
You put your crust back in the tube, along with your half-used crust dip, and you send it back to them.
I will just have one of those anesthetic face mask thingamajigs hooked up to that tube. So I just click the thing and pizza starts coming into me.
Liquefied.
Yep. Oh, that'd be tasty.
Just, you have just a tube that runs from somewhere into your mouth, and it just various different types of fluid will come.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it.
So
I'm gonna invent
the real reason you haven't had a Spy vs. Spy podcast,
yeah,
talkingshow.biz to listen to,
right?
Because for the last week and a half, Bill's been watching the entire run of Lost.
Week and a half?
Yeah, 3 days.
Month and yeah, we watched it in basically no time at all.
Yeah, you guys took, like, I remember you were like, hey, is that last year when you came? Dude, it's awesome. You have to watch it. And you're like, yeah, maybe. Hey, I'll try that show. And then you're like, oh, well, you watched the first half. I was like, yeah, it's all right. And then, like, the next day, you're like, well, I'm through season two.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And then before I knew it, he was telling me what was going to happen next week.
Yep.
So, to all the people who've never watched Lost, Tom and Sarah.
They've never seen it?
No. And I'm like, dudes, you guys should totally watch the show. It's awesome. Like, yeah, I've heard it's good. So here's the testimonial.
Mm-hmm.
From Phil.
Oh, you want it right now?
You should watch that show. That's what he would say.
Oh, is that for me?
If Phil could talk, this is what he would say.
Oh, if... Wait, you're not going to do it?
No, I want you to do it.
Okay,
if you could talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Oh, if I could talk.
If Phil was allowed to talk,
right,
on this show, he would say.
I would say you should watch Lost. Well, it's very.
On your
shit. On my.
It causes great. Inside the. Of my. This is not gonna get old. No one's.
It will never get old because they got like 10,000.
Oh, Christ, we're not stopping until we get.
It's not gonna be like, oh, small cowbell rattle again.
What?
Want to go see anyone play?
What?
Want to go see anyone play?
I'll see it in a second, there, Bill.
The only reason we decided to come back and do the show is because we had 1,000 sound effects to get through. Once
That's
those
right.
are out, you better send us more sound effects.
Uh-oh, second to last one.
That was like not even complete.
No, I know.
Somebody unplugged the timpani halfway through that.
The timpani just shut down automatically. I'm like, God damn it. Fucking timpani always picks the worst times.
Yeah,
but you should watch Lost. If you haven't watched Lost, it's definitely worth
good. You know what? I think...
typing. Oh, here's the funny thing about it. Let me tell you a little story. Here's the thing.
I don't have time, sorry.
Okay.
All right, no, go ahead.
Here's the thing.
My wife. Your wife did watch it with you.
Yeah, she did.
In between games of Trivial Pursuit.
We signed up MF Netflix. We signed up on a Netflix there, so we were like, let's watch Lost.
Yeah.
And then we signed up on Netflix, so it started coming and everything, and then...
Did they send a whole box set at a time?
No, they send it a disc at a time. We're on the two-disc plan.
So you get like three episodes out of one disc or something?
No, well, there's four on a disc, and then we got two discs at once.
Do you remember when you used to buy a DVD, and it would have like 10 episodes on a disc or something?
It's an hour-long show, though. I guess I don't remember that anyway.
Oh, well, it seems like they used to have more, and now it's like, well, here's three episodes and a commentary. And you're like, well, what else is on here?
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, some bonus shit, but, you know. It seems like DVDs are getting, they're not filling them up as much as they
No, can. No, not at all.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I think they should encode them at a lower bit rate because who gives a shit, and offer more extras.
I guess that's the summary of my story.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on that.
Oh, I don't give a shit. But well, yeah, we were getting them on Netflix, and we get two discs, and we watched like, you know,
in
watch
one hour.
Disc in one night.
Somehow you were able to watch two episodes in 1 hour.
Yeah,
you watched them both at the same time.
That's right. One on the
you
on
each
the portable
you each watched one in separate rooms, and then you compared notes. You told one person told the other person what happened just before.
Spencer, will you open that bowling set for your sister? She wants to play with that bowling.
She wants to be disemboweled.
She can't open the box, though. The bowling box. So
yeah, but yeah. So you.
But then we were watching them, and we started. We definitely like we're like, okay, this will take us a while. You know, mm-hmm. It's an hour long show,
and we probably won't like it, so we'll only watch like 5 minutes at a time.
Right. So the first night we watched all four of the first disc, yeah. And the next night we watched all four of the second disc, and then it was like, well, now we're gonna wait on the motherfucking mailman for like, you know, to send these back.
Seriously.
And get our new discs.
Seriously.
So then I just started downloading them, and then we watched like six a night.
Wait, you got those via snail mail?
Oh yeah, dude. I know. Yeah. And my dad made so much fun of me for that. He's like, wait a minute, okay, how much is your cable bill? I'm like, oh, fucking $100, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, and you're gonna fucking pay for more TV? Like, you got TV, and then you got, like...
Well, the problem is, you have no control over TV.
Yeah.
You can change the channel, but you can't, you know, you can't rewind it 3 months.
Nope. So then once we started brown-loading, we just burned-ass through them, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, that's what we were doing, was watching that show. It was just like, she's home, all right, kids, eat, go to bed, we're going to...
But, Dad, it's 3 in the afternoon.
Right. So we burned them pretty quick. It's a good show, though.
10 a.m., you're putting them in bed.
So then we've been playing...
Here's your bottle, Spencer. What? Lately.
Yeah.
Totally. It has a hot dog inside it. And drink it.
Yeah, but we've been playing The Sims 2, and like we're all caught up on them and whatnot. So like,
you're all caught up on The Sims.
I got fucking Sawyer and
I bet you do.
Jack and Humpin'. Shitface and whatnot all for that.
Yeah. Don't talk about Hurley that way just because he's fat.
The Hurley's pretty nice.
Yeah,
they're a custom mesh.
Yeah, it would have to be. A lot of people though, if you haven't seen, everyone's seen the show. They're like, fucking get on with it.
Yeah,
I think
I know it's a good show. Fuck you.
Shut up, Box Brown. Get back to your Arrested Development box set and watch it for the eighth
time.
What?
Whoa. We watched one Arrested Development the other night, and Heather just about fucking laughed her ass.
Good.
I mean, like, she did laugh her ass up. She almost laughed off her for her ass.
Good. You watch that. You watch that whole thing because it's the best TV show ever made. You guys.
We are. Yeah.
Put all your all your preconceived notions away. It's a three season. Complete.
Yeah, I've already seen them.
Little thing. Okay. Yeah. Good.
This is my second time.
Okay. Well, fine. That's fine because you actually need to watch it a second time because a lot of in jokes, a lot of circular, you know,
coming back to
and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
That's good. But
we watched the one where the one with the head, all the Charlie Brown music.
Oh yeah.
Everyone had the disappointment and everything.
That's so good.
And they had the best fucking line in there when he says it's as you know, it's as egg as the. No, it's as, what the fuck?
Zygote?
It's as Anne as the nose on Plain's face.
Yes. Yeah.
he keeps
calling her egg.
We spilled our bong water on that one. My bong water broke.
That show, I think that show, and also Lost, I think those are two shows that people who like them think they're great, and people who have never seen them, I don't think they know what they are.
Yeah,
those are two shows where it's like you don't really have a good idea of what they're about unless you sit down and watch a whole bunch of it.
Yes.
So for those of you who think you know and think you're not interested, you're wrong. You're wrong. you don't know what you like, and you don't know what you do, what you don't have.
Spy telling you what to like
since 2008.
What year did we start doing the show?
2006.
Wow. And we've been doing the show every day since then, except for a lot of days.
Did we originally start the show in April of 06? Mm. I think it might have been around there. It might have been March, April of 06. So this might be...
It might be your anniversary.
It might be your anniversary. Somebody send us a picture of a cake.
Yeah,
send us a picture of that. Cake the Band.
Yeah, get on that too.
This is what... Hey, that reminds me of a thing we were talking... A thing we were talking about the other night was how...
You and me?
Yes. No, okay. Artificial intelligence of computers should it's ready now for you telling the computer just what you want to see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because with YouTube and Google and Launchy,
sure,
you know, all that kind of
stuff. Launchy doesn't help that much.
And you're just
Launchy-chi?
Yeah, and then it should just, you know, how Google can correct your spelling mistakes and go, oh, did you actually mean this? And you're like, yes, I did, Google, thank you. And related links and all that kind of stuff. So you should be able to tell the computer, you know, I want to listen to cake. And then the first thing it does is like, well, do you want Cake the Band? Do you want to see a picture of a cake, or do you want to order a cake online? And you're like, no. Computer,
I want pneumatic cake.
Computer, here's what I want. Please. Computer, chances are, like 99.9% of the time, I'm going to want to listen to the band, not see a picture of it or order one. Mm-hmm. So I will specifically say that. So if I just tell you, say, computer, you know, I want to see some, I want to hear,
computer,
I want to hear Cake.
Cake.
Or I want to see Cake. It'll show a video of the band and not, and,
right.
I think we're ready for that. I think, like, it's completely feasible that we should have that. And also,
yeah, but they got to hold that back. People aren't ready.
Yeah, maybe that's
true.
As a
society, people aren't. They're not.
But the main thing, is that, like, we can't have that science fiction, like, saying computer and being really
computer.
Computer number one. I want to see number two and a cup. No, the computer should be able to recognize colloquial speech and slurred speech, is what I mean.
Absolutely.
It should be able to procedurally delete every instance of like. Computer, ignore it when I say like.
Yeah, just skip all my fucking commas.
Yeah, exactly. But, do you think that'll ever happen? I mean, did you think... When was the first time you saw a computer? 1963?
Ooh, boy, in real life?
Yeah. You know, like, they've been around for a long time.
On TV shows or, like, first time I touched one?
Let's say touched one.
I don't know, first or second grade.
Because TV computers are fake.
Yeah. No, it was probably the Apple II.
Sure.
It was my first computer.
Right.
To touch.
And that didn't have a mouse yet, did it?
No.
And do you remember when the mouse showed up?
Yes.
And you were like... Hey man, this is weird. Why do I need this to control my computer? And now
it was either fifth or sixth grade. No, I was excited. I was like, "Hey, this is awesome."
No, obviously, it's cool. But when it first came out, there wasn't a lot of application for it. They hadn't quite, implemented it. And then now it's like you can't imagine not having a mouse for.
My first mousey computer that I ever used was one of those little Apple, toaster sized little apples.
Yeah.
And integrated whatnot.
And so now, all we have is keyboard and mouse, and that's what we've been using this whole time, and there's nothing, like, every so often they come out with something else, like, this is the thing that tracks your eye movement, you can just look at shit, and if you want to click, you blink twice, and if you want to right-click, you only blink your right eye, and if you want to brown mode something, you double-click your brown eye.
No, that's whack. Where's our new input technology?
Yeah, I'm not being.
I want
not,
just a little jack-o'-lantern I can glower at, and it'll know that.
Well, I mean, that's my point. Is it kind of seems like there's some people working on that kind of stuff, but it doesn't really seem to be a priority.
It should be number one priority.
Yeah, exactly.
Pumpkin glower capabilities.
They keep giving us more gigs and megs and LCDs and higher resolutions.
Yeah, they're not really improving anything. They're just making the existing stuff better. And that's
well, that is improving, but that is that's kind of what we're talking about. But.
What's worse than communism?
Nothing.
Just kidding.
Nothing.
I apologize. I mean,
internet. If you're listening, we think nothing is worse than communism.
Yes. That's not true.
Communism is to the internet as spyversuspy.com is to premium sprites.
Yep. Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Oh, are you playing the new Madman album?
Is that how it goes?
It's pretty much how it goes. It's good.
You know who likes the Madman?
Phil McAndrew. He loves the Madman. I like the Madman quite a bit. I was getting into them, and they came to town, and I was like, oh, maybe I should go see those guys. And then I kind of didn't.
Maybe I should.
And I didn't end up going, and now I regret it.
But he's going to go see Madman.
Yeah. And so I definitely want to see them next time they come around. I've seen some video. Did you see that video? There's some videos on YouTube of them. And
ooh, I don't know.
They look fun. They look good. They look good. They look fun. And the new album is good. And I recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you gotta go, don't you?
Yeah, pretty soon.
We tumbling down that line.
So anyway, if you have the ability to design interfaces for electronics devices, you should listen to us and do it better.
Yes, more switches and knobs.
Something.
Fewer
buttons.
Oh,
man, the knobs on that Star Wars computer animator guy's computer?
Okay. Oh, those are hot.
I know everyone's seen, I know this is old hat, but look, we haven't been doing a podcast for 100 years, so we have a lot of stuff to cover, right?
We don't even say old found hat anymore.
Not even.
How long it's been.
Because that site doesn't exist anymore.
Really?
I don't know.
What are they now?
I hacked
Super Underpants Friends or something? What are they? Trying to limit the voices in the Super Underpants Friends web board thing.
Yeah. The fuck was I just saying? Oh, yeah. The guy who did all the computer animation for original Star Wars, like of the Death Star preview YouTube that they were watching on the Imperial base. Mm-hmm. Imperial base? No, Rebel base.
It took him 6 years.
The Rebel base. Did it really take 6 years? It
took him 6 years to make that rotating sphere.
Oh, my God. You didn't eat the whole time.
They should have, when they made the prequels, they should have
used
the same computer.
Oh.
No, they should have used the same computer. The big, giant dials.
Imagine if computer display was claymation. Like, imagine if we had 3D holographic display and it was just all claymation.
That would be like the chess set where you have to let the Wookiee
in. Exactly. So, anyway, so that guy...
Now, I believe you have to let the Wookiee win. A word of advice, R2, let the Wookiee win.
Dude, I gotta take a...
So, diving underwater?
Yeah.
Take a scuba?
Yeah, that's the sound of shitting from the shit's perspective.
Well, anyway, let me just quickly finish. So if you haven't seen it, there's a video of the guy explaining how he made the Death Star simulation animation and all that. And it's pretty cool. And it's fun to see sort of old lo-fi kind of... So, but in a way, it still looks futuristic, don't you think?
Absolutely, because it is so foreign.
Yeah.
It looks even more futuristic than fake.
Like, he uses a digitizing tablet, which is... You know, it's a real thing that people have seen and whatever. But his computer that he uses for manipulating the sort of... It's all, like, vectory kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he has this series of huge knobs. He's, like... He's playing...
He's playing
Tune in Tokyo to manipulate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's...
They are full hand knobs,
yeah.
Which is just ridiculous.
Well, to be fair, he could be a little person.
Yeah. He'd have to be pretty
Maybe it's Kenny Baker.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Kenny Baker!
Let the Wookiee win. Dude, I gotta take a... Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, my microphone stinks. Since 2006. Alright, well, we got a lot of stuff we didn't get to, so please remember to not forget to tune in to SpyVersusPy.com for...
Tune in Tokyo to Spy vs. Spy.
That's right. Tune in for new episodes, premium bonus content, hot links... And
hot launchy.
You're gonna go take a hot launchy.
Yep. Yeah, it was nice to see you though.
So launchy.
It's good. But desperately need to take a. Oh shit.
Reza Piku. Transformo.
Yeah, we'll take it easy, dude.
Pipes.
Flaps. Pipes. Flaps. Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
Should I wait for the music to end?
No.
Was Powerglide the same voice as Shipwreck?
What?
Powerglide,
Powerglide.
Yeah, Powerglide.
Was that the UFO guy? Or the shitty little red plane?
Red plane.
Oh, okay.
He was actually pretty good for the mini bots there, you know? Those little guys?
Yeah.
Mini spies? Whatever. He was one of the better ones of the little, like, you know, like Seed Spray and Pazumos.
Yeah.
And Waru Papo. You know those guys? I think Powerglide is one of the better ones. Prove me wrong. Prove me brawn.
Okay. Whoa, shit. Fuck. I thought that was stopped.
What?
I thought that was stopped.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so if anyone knows if that was the same voice, then
let us know.
Then you should
phone us up. And we're back.
Oh, what the?
My penis.
Oh, yes. Wait a second. Oh, what a disaster.
God, frog dick.
Froggert.
Before we get into the
The effects?
No, just the fake.
Oh.
How you're doing. Because, like, I know you always say on the show,
I'm saving it.
Oh, I'm great.
Oh,
great.
Man.
And then after we're done, you're like, I'm a fucking piece of shit.
God damn it.
I'm a damn piece of shit.
You're a damn piece of shit.